Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with show producer Wells Guthrie. Hoping everybody out there is having a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. It is a pleasure to welcome into Press Row for the first time Zubin Mehente. He has been an ESPN studio anchor since 2011, but his world is in the process of changing because in a few days, specifically August 17th, he will start running point for ESPN's morning show that will have Keyshawn Johnson and Jay Williams. It is called Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin, 6 to 10 a.m. You can hear it right here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Zubin, how the heck are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. First, I've got to ask before anything else, Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin. Were any other names of the show discussed, and was there a close second?
Well, here's the funny thing. The only thing I can tell you about the title of the show, besides its lack of creativity, the only thing I can tell you is that the last two words of the show were going to be "and Zubin." I had no idea whether Key or Jay would get the top billing, but I know who's coming in third. That would be me. So that's the only thing I can tell you about the show. It's going to be Ann Zubin, so Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Zubin. But in all seriousness, obviously, just to make sure, obviously when you're replacing, you know, something like Golic and Wingo, and its previous iteration is Greenberg and Golic, they've been so identified for so long. Golic had worked at ESPN Radio for 22 years, even predating his association with Mike Greenberg. So in order to just get to know people, I think the names are important. And keep in mind, you're obviously a huge sports fan, and I know your audience is too, but for your younger listeners, Keyshawn may not be somebody they actually remember watching. Think about this. Next year, David, this would be 25 years since Keyshawn was the number one overall pick. That's a really long time, for especially for fans that are teenagers or just young kids. So even people that are familiar, in some cases, need to be reintroduced.
Wow. Okay, and you referenced it. Mike and Mike, as you know, set a gold standard in many ways for sports radio, and that 6 to 10 slot that you're assuming is obviously a coveted morning drive time slot. Along those lines, Zubin, are there nerves as you're approaching this big launch date?
I don't think there are nerves, just because for me, the nerves would be just meeting the bar, not the actual nerves of doing the show. And I think you have to also keep in mind, the landscape has shifted a little bit in this particular regard with regard to nerves or anything like that. When Mike and Mike started, people don't think about this, but this is a really long time ago. When Mike and Mike started, they had one affiliate in Chicago. That's it. Their second affiliate was Norfolk, Virginia, and eventually it grew to 375 affiliates across the country. But also remember, when they started, they had no Mad Dog Radio, no Sirius XM, social media, texting, internet. Even the internet in some cases is obviously there, but it wasn't lively with, you know, websites, The Athletic, and all these things you see today, Barstool, TuneIn, you name it, Twitter. None of that stuff was there. We're obviously going to be launching in a different age where all of that is there. But the reality is, we still have the infrastructure of the company. And no matter who is hosting the show, we still have the resources to get all of ESPN, great guests. So anytime any news breaks, we'll be ready to go, no matter if there's two people sitting on the set or the three, me, Jay, and Key. Could be anybody. So I think a lot of it just comes down to, yeah, we want to do as well as them. I mean, for Mike and Mike, we'd obviously take doing half as well as they did with regard to everything they were able to do over their 18-year course together. But they launched at a way simpler, different time, and we're launching, as you know, in a much more polarized, complicated time here.
Obviously, Keyshawn has a tremendous strength with his NFL knowledge. Jay can deliver both with NBA and in college hoops. If I had to ask you, what are your strengths and weaknesses with the various sports? Are there any that you're, you know, doing a last-second cram session on to kind of learn about a sport that you really haven't followed to this point?
Well, this is interesting. I pretty much love everything. And being on SportsCenter, it sort of tests you. So, yeah, you're right. If he wants to talk about football, we'll talk about football. He's also a huge NBA fan. He works at our affiliate AM 790 in Los Angeles. So he is raring to go. I talked to him on a call today, and he's fired up to talk about the Lakers winning the championship. So we can talk hoops with him. And Jay wants to talk much more than basketball. The first time we talked after we were announced as doing the show, he said to me, "I want you to know," and I'd worked with him many times before on college hoops, "I want you to know that I'm much more than a ball player. That was like really important for him to tell me. So my job is, look, if they want to talk about Tiger Woods on November 13th, the day after the Masters and how he did, great. But they may not want to talk about this week's PGA Championship or Bryson DeChambeau or Justin Thomas winning on Sunday. That's where I got to step in. Maybe they want to talk about something about social justice with Bubba Wallace, but if it comes down to Harvick and Hamlin at the end, and I got to talk to Marty Smith or Ryan McGee or our NASCAR folks, I'll do it. If there's a vaccine for the coronavirus, you know the number one guy in sports that won't take the vaccine is Novak Djokovic. Again, tennis player, we don't talk about it a lot, but a lot of sports fans know he is one of the greatest in the world. I'll be prepared to talk about that. So my job is to, A, get the best out of these two dudes, accentuate these guys, ask the right questions, take you to places you haven't been before because they've obviously been slipping on that Duke jersey, standing there at Cameron Indoor Stadium or running out of the tunnel or catching touchdown passes. That's part A, to get it out and relate it to today's current climate. But B is to also be there when other things happen that they may not have strong opinions on, but we've got to talk about because you never know what might come up. And that's my responsibility to be ready for anything.
That voice you hear is Zubin Mahente, who's about to start running point on ESPN Radio's morning show. Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin, that will be 6 to 10 mornings starting August 17th here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Zubin, what got you into sports broadcasting?
I just always wanted to do it. I mean, I grew up, I distinctly remember, we didn't really go to a lot of games when I was a kid, but I was always fascinated. We went to a Knicks game. I grew up in New Jersey, so my father, through his work, took me to a Sixers-Knicks game. This is back when, like, Derek Coleman was playing for the Sixers, if you remember Derek Coleman,
sure.
If you're old enough to remember him. And we went to the game. I think Gerald Wilkins was probably playing for the Knicks. Maybe Riley was the coach, whatever it was back then. I was just a kid. And I remember when I walked in, the person I wanted to see the most was Marv Albert. And even though, and you know, Marv at that time was the television voice of the Knicks before blowing up and becoming huge on NBC and then eventually TNT, where he is now. But I remember walking into Madison Square Garden, the old one, and even though all these guys were on the floor and it was awesome, it was amazing, the world's most famous arena, I just had my eye out for Marv Albert, and his analyst at the time was a white-haired guy, very reverential guy named John Andres, and I was always looking for those two guys. I used to watch them on TV all the time, and that sort of got me the bug to do it. And I never really thought my career would go this way. I love doing SportsCenter. You know, I grew up. I remember when it was a big deal to get cable in the house. I'm old enough for that. And I just love doing the scores and the highlights and the adrenaline of, you know, the games are just ending. We were on last night after the Lakers clinched the top spot in the West, and I love it. But this is just too good of an opportunity, and I'm really excited about it.
Zubin, I can assure you that you've just endeared yourself with our listeners because you did the name drop of Gerald Wilkins, who played three seasons at UTC here, so they're loving that.
That was unintentional, but I will take credit for it.
All right. Obviously, we are a huge SEC football show, and you touched on some of this as far as the guest. Are you going to rely on y'all's three heads, or will you bring in some experts when SEC football comes to the forefront?
Well, college football is my favorite sport by far, and I have a great relationship with Paul Feinbaum, we've been fast friends ever since he joined when the SEC Network launched in 2014. Talked to him all the time. I talked to him on a show after this particular show was put out there publicly. And so I think we're going to talk mostly NFL and college football. I think for the NBA playoffs, obviously the NBA is huge. A third of its fan base is under 35. That's our future audience. Our show actually launches the same day the NBA playoffs launch. So that's actually perfect synergy for us. Look, LeBron, Kawhi, Giannis, James Harden, we got to talk about it. It's day one. It's the first day of our show. But if you're a predominantly football market, which I sense you are in your part of the nation, it's going to be mostly NFL and mostly college, you know, and college is a lot of things. I mean, we know what the Big 12 finally did yesterday, so we've got the plans. But look, we're 25 days away from week zero. We're 25 days away from seeing Spencer Rattler and seeing if he could live up to Baker, Kyler, and Jalen. And we're 25 days away from East Carolina and Marshall. And people aren't old enough. I'm not old enough, but I know the story about the plane crash. This is the 50th anniversary of the plane crash. And there's going to be some poignant, inspirational moments throughout the season with stories like that people haven't heard that ESPN really does a great job in accentuating. So that'll be fun if we can have the games. But we'll see. We're 25 days away from week zero, but I don't think there's anybody walking around right now that can 100% tell you games are happening.
All right, Zubin, I have to admit, you're talking to an Auburn graduate, and for like 15 years, I had to adopt a team in March Madness because Auburn went 15 years without playing in the NCAA tournament. Obviously, the Final Four run of last year just blew my mind because I thought that would never happen. But as a Rutgers graduate, has there been a college football program that maybe not now, but years ago, you just kind of adopted as your default favorite?
No. See, having grown up in New Jersey and having attended Rutgers, listen, when you sit through that kind of misery for decades, you just can't let it go. It's like a Cubs fan, right? If you're going to sit through that, you're going to do everything in the world you can to enjoy 2016 when they win it all. I'll give you a quick story. You would enjoy this. So Rutgers, as you guys know, huge college football market. So a couple years ago, we had the 150th anniversary of college football. And in that celebration of the sport, we had mentioned that Rutgers actually beat Princeton in the first game ever played, 6-4. And as many of us like the kid, we're still waiting for victory number two. We're not exactly sure when it's coming, but we are getting ready for it. Greg Schiano's back for his second stint as Rutgers head coach, so that'll be interesting. And I got to quickly tell you, one of my favorite people I worked with at ESPN was Bruce Pearl. Nobody, I mean, obviously you know this from watching him, but the energy that he has on the sideline was the same way when we were doing halftime reports. He was fired up, jacked up to talk about anything regarding the tourney. I know it's been a little bit of a rough go early with the Chuck Person and the NCAA investigation, but I believe the guy when he says he didn't know what was going on. I think he's a good, genuine guy. I know it, back in his past with some situations with Illinois and then Southern Indiana, he sort of paid his dues and climbed back up the ladder. I get that, but I'm willing to give everybody a second chance. That Final Four run was amazing. As you know, they're recruiting extremely well. The atmosphere is amazing. When I watch Kentucky-Auburn games like on TV, it looks amazing there, and it never looked like that years ago. So I'm pumped up for Bruce. I'm glad he's doing great because he's one of the true great, passionate people I've met working in this business.
All right, Zubin, you've been great. And when we have great guests like you, we love to close with a rapid fire first thing off the top of the head. Ready to play?
Do it.
Your favorite childhood sports team?
The 1986 New York Mets.
Do you plan to host this show as long as Vivian Stringer has coached at Rutgers?
I'm not sure I'll be alive at that point. She's been a legend, man. She's taken three different teams to the Final Four, so I'm going to say see Viv outlast me, but I'll just be hoping to walk around planet Earth at that time, not doing radio. I'll be happy if I'm alive.
All right, if I go with a Rutgers athlete Rushmore of Alexi Lalas, Ray Rice, Phil Sellers, and Carly Lloyd, where are you going?
I think for current day, you got to go Carly Lloyd. I think for the old school fans, they love Sellers because he was a part of Rutgers' 76 Final Four team. By the way, Rutgers hasn't made the NCAA tourney since 91. So the fact that this guy was on a Final Four team and the program hasn't even been to the dance since 91. Lawless for the old school fans, Carly Lloyd, and I think Ray Rice, obviously, with some of his issues, would probably have to be last.
Do you already know your first guest?
We do not, but Jay is begging for Coach Hey, I don't think you can join us on day one because we got to go heavy pro basketball versus college. But I have a sneaking suspicion that Jay does have Coach K's number in his cell phone.
All right. Well, Zubin, thank you so much. We are definitely looking forward to this launch August 17th. We think, you have obviously displayed in the last 10 or 15 minutes your sports versatility. We know Keyshawn and Jay's background. So looking forward to this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Glad we're going to be having you guys on here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Excellent. And if you want to talk college football during the season, hit me up. I'd love to chat with you.
That sounds great. Thank you, Zubin. Zubin Mahente, the running point on ESPN Radio's Keyshawn, Jay, and Zubin. Again, that starts August 17th, 6 to 10 mornings right here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. Right now, of course, you're listening to Press Row. 648-1051 is the number. Back in a flash.